some wants, I don't just remember how long ago, there's some wants, and then that stop, it was called the National School. Church couldn't afford to keep it open. So, well then, I wasn't a big.
It became a sort of a government affair, Morris.
Education.
Board of Education, it was educational.
Yeah.
Education became compulsory on the island sometime.
In 1860, 1859.
Aye, something like that.
My father, it was in my father's time, and he did what the school group is.
He had no schooling? Your father had no schooling?
No.
Oh, you're electric?
My father had no schooling. He could just barely sign his name, and that was it. But I must emphasize, he was an extraordinary skillful man, having no education. He was much sought after in the countryside, taking lamb from the sheep, or calf, cow, difficult carvings and so on.
Any difficulty for the farmers?
And he had that ability to spot ailments and
how did he do without reading? Did he tell stories or did he? How did your father manage without reading? Did he find things to do to make up for that? Like telling stories or listening stories?
Well, he had to read to him.
He'd have someone read to him?
My mother read to him as we were young, and then I took over later.
Oh.
I used to read to him hours and hours.
Oh, how nice. He was proud of you, I'm sure.
I believe he worshipped me.
Oh.
He did.
He must have been a very good man.
Yeah.
A very good man he was, I'm sure.
He was a strange character in a way. I think that's not a reasonable thing to say. I'm sure he thought there wasn't another woman like her in the world. He said that he didn't want me to get married so young. But he was, my God, I'm glad you got her, he said. It was a very, I think it would be reasonable to say that he wasn't the easiest to get on with. How should I put that now?
Well, folk reckoned that. But I never found it that way at all.
He wouldn't go out of his way for to make friends with anybody. He never went away from home, only to a market or something. Never took part in what I was doing in public life. He couldn't choose his words in any way decent and carefully at all. No, he was very, very blunt, and he gave you the impression anyway that he didn't care whether he hurt you or not, kind of thing. But if he said he would do it, he would do it. You could
when was he?
You wouldn't back away from an agreement.
Uh-huh. When was he born?
1868.
Do you remember him, John?
Where was he born? Do you remember?
Where was he born?
Is Canadian?
Yes.
He was fond of you. He taught you about animals, didn't he? Care of God.
He was born in Cornea, down Macon.
Do you know where the Carony is? No,
I
know where Mackle is.
Mackle. Well, he was born up at the top of the end of the Carony Valley in a hill farm, and he was the youngest of 12.
Oh.
But they didn't all live there when he died by the wings. He took cancer in his throat.
I mean his neck,
not his eyes.
Yeah. It was in the 30s he went for his eyes. 28, I think he was in August.
About that time, and he would be about 45. No, he would be about
68.
No, he died in 49.
He meant 60, wouldn't he, in 1928? Wouldn't he have been 60 in 1928?
24 or so.
Yes, something like that it would be. And Hampton did it. Wolf come on there. Cooked up the cheap milk and be done. Creeks and tributaries. Never
get
back.
You did a good job.
Oh, he was the greatest man I ever met. He lived to 81. He had an operation about, what did he say? Somewhere about
24, 23 or 4.
Something like that.
Could you tell me a little bit about how you learned to speak differently from the way you did in childhood? John has told me he had to change his way of speaking when he went to Liverpool so he'd be understood. How did you used to say things?
He said the hall. Yes. I'm gonna go in the village.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah, funny you should know. If the old vicar comes to see us here and come back, so long. He's quite made up with this.
Well, yeah. How would you tell that story about the pig in the old speech in your old dialect?
Oh, well,
how would that sound?
Oh, I don't know.
Would you start out with just like you tell it to your mother?
Over the years, maybe we have, well, I think it would be, well, I think I'd better put it this way. Over the years, I have had to speak a little better. Well, when you go into a court of law, strange though it may seem, I've sat on a bench in the courthouse, you see, listening to them and deciding a case at law. Well, you do automatically, unknown to yourself maybe, you learn to speak a bit better than what we did as young people.
Maybe it's just different. Maybe it was very good the way you started out, but you have to expand your audience.
What's that?
You have to address a larger audience now, don't you?
Well, yes.
With people with more.
Yeah, but it's still there. I can't hide that. I don't really try very hard.
I like to hear it very much. It's very nice to hear the old. John, do you have things you would like for me to ask you about right now? You want to tell us about?
No.
Before we run out of tape, I'm...
Not, hey, you got the last one in, right? Not really.
Could you, maybe you could tell a little bit about the changes you saw in the farming in the 50 years to remember.
Oh, well, it changed completely from all of the school to Nikolai.
The tractor was a big
tractor.
Store.
The first tractor we got was a horse paper.
Yes.
So I sold a horse for the tractor.
£100.
Wow.
A bargain.
Eh?
A good bargain.
Well, you see, I think it would be less forced upon us, you see, in the sense as we could sell the vehicle. Couldn't work horses. Couldn't keep up with them.
So help them understand that.
How strange that should be. The offspring of two of the Hemphillus people was in this parish, I think. Or the next one to it.
Well, he survived too.
Well, yes. But,
did you become a mechanic, John? Did you, when the tractor came, did you start running about machinery?
I was always mechanically minded, or very good when I was going to school. My personal interest was in electricity. I thought, I'm sorry, I didn't follow it too.
That's heading the way, this is right.
Yes.
Dealers,
you're still not working now, but they're still on it. It's rather a pity, though. I feel myself that it's a pity or it's regrettable that there are folk doing jobs. Something else of choice. Now, this is a passing thing. I had a brother, same thing, 6 years older than me. Now he'd sight of horses. He was quarreling with them from morning till night. I word those the two. He'd be damning and teetering and arguing and choking at them. Joined the army, I think.
I don't know if he's
involved.
If you were 14, he was 6 or 7 years older than you.
I know he's six years older than me. What? I was his association. And he had the idea that he could fly. I knew then.
Northern 11.
That he could fly.
A flyer.
In 1911, the first aeroplane flew over Manx soil. That was from the Douglas foreshore to a cattle show down in Ramsey, summer show. And my brother and myself and my father was at the show. Right? And the whole crowd of people in Ramsey was out staring and waiting for him to appear over Prince Albert's Tower. And he wanted it. There he is! The gold coming. But eventually he did go over Albert's Tower and landed in the field, left hand side of the road, built on that. And the brother was, I don't know if he walked over people or not, more than that. But they get to it. I don't know whether he got to it or not, but there is a sort of photograph in the house of the landing. Not taken by yours, but a friend of ours. It's rushed up out of some old paper. Now then, leading up to that, or prior to that, out at Enemona, where we were all there, you see, he had the idea that he could fly. And I know how he was going to do it, because it was explained to me, I was his navvy. I had to do what I was told, when I was told, and he was 6 years old than me, I'd get a belt over the ear all that I didn't, fixing and holding things and getting things and so on. And he made a bicycle. The wheels of the bicycle was the larger two of Pramulator, you call them?
Right, Pramulator.
Pramulator.
In those days, they had big wheels, huh?
Yeah.
Why, they were goodish wheels.
Good wheels, you tell them that high.
And it made of wood.
Frame
was made of wood. In those days too, mixing down over, it took a year of telling mission at Stone, the village Stone here, at that time, there was no sanitation. Whatever. The Thai Beg, as we called it, you know what that is?
A little house?
The little house, yes. Was in the backyard, and the ashes was getting emptied in it to absorb the rest of it, and that it was getting carted away by whoever would take it or greeted it. I remember my brother got scores of loads of it from Uncle Open, kicking it in a foot on top of the young field. Good manure. So the trickle of it in the ridge, and so on. I think that we wandered too far away from this. He made I knew the reason for that. And in amongst the ashes, or the emptying of the ashes, there was literally thousands of cocks. Cocks. And he gathered all them out, and me, of course, and my sister had to work with the devil for him. He gathered in these cocks and he put them round the rim of the
ramillary,
wired them all and fastened them into the groove of the monument that was originally some sort of robot up there. And then he fitted the forks and all, and the wood frame. But there was no steel in it. And you could go round the corners like digging, leaning over. As you know, you can get round a corner without moving the thing. He found that. I can show you the very place yet there being a more road where he was coming down the steep hill out of the field, seeing them leaning over at a terrific angle and going in the road. And of course I was induced to do a bit of a tour. Well, I got on the bike and I came down the hill in gallant style. I failed to negotiate. I couldn't lean over far enough, and I landed in the gorse, knee bike and all.
Oh.
Anyway, eventually he got an old bicycle frame, and I think he put these carriage wheels in it. Yeah, no, he didn't get more pneumatic tires and all that. He got these fitted in. Had the idea to fly. He made a propeller, good enough, I think it would be that long, out of wood and a pocket knife, shaped at the right proper angles, you see. And this is a little bit that I do specifically remember. He had a brass bush for it. I remember the brass bush, a bit of brass he found somewhere. The bad bush, because, well, without the bush, it would wear. We had a little workshop in the bottom of the quarry. The old quarry is still out there. It was covered all with sort of scraps of one from another government. The stone. Oh, I had to work like a slave for it. Gallon of desire.
Hunting all the time or something.
Eh?
You're always hunting for something.
Oh,
skonto gear up. Hérna bæði sig um því. Það var very steep hill in one of the villages. Very steep hill. Go down to the road. And the theory was, as I can gather it up right, this was the idea. He was going to paddle. Quick enough, had a sufficient speed to turn that propeller.